Hello, today is Friday, February 1st, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the January U.S. employment situation that was pretty gloomy all the way around. Not a good way to start a year. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate incrementally dropped to 4.9% in January. It was 5% in December, but due to an update in the population statistics, month-over-month comparisons for other CPS data may be inconsistent. Therefore, we'll just say that the unemployment rate was a result of 7.6 million people unemployed, a civilian labor force of around 154 million, and about 146 million people working in January, which was a little more than reported in December. About 79 million people were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 17,000, brought down by a weak service-providing sector, since the decline in the goods-producing sector was not out of the ordinary. The manufacturing sector removed 28,000 jobs from the factory floor, while construction did away with a similar number of jobs, 27,000. But natural resources and mining, which has been on a steady growth plane, added 4,000 jobs in January. The service-providing sector saw a total decline of 34,000 jobs in January, confounding the so-called experts. One predicted job growth of 130,000. The retail trade sector recovered a little from those December discounts and added 11,200 jobs in January. The professional and business services sector, which had been doing very nicely for most of 2007, took a dive in January with a loss of 11,100 jobs. Education and health services was a bright spot in this rather dismal employment report, with educational services marking 15,700 new workers as present, while health care and social assistance added 30,900 jobs, with hospitals checking in 10,000 new jobs and home health care services adding 2,400 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality also was in an expansive mood, adding 19,000 jobs, with 13,600 of them in accommodation and food services. The government reversed its recent trend of adding jobs with a total decline of 18,000. Local governments, though, added 4,000 jobs, while state governments cut 24,000 jobs, and federal employers added only 2,000 jobs. For those of you who follow the staffing industry, news was very bad for temporary help services. Due to annual data revisions, the recent stabilization of temporary help services employment did not actually occur. For January 2008, temporary help services employment was 2,567,700, and that was down 9,000, or 0.4%, from the previous month, and down 3.3% from January 2007. Temporary help services incrementally lost market share in January. It was 1.86% of all jobs. Last month, I signed off saying there is likely more bad economic and employment news to come in 2008. Well, we didn't have to wait very long for it to appear, and the first employment report of 2008 was pretty bad indeed. The only possible bright spot is the unemployment rate, which was relatively steady and is likely to remain so, but that has more to do with the changing demographic profile of the population and the labor force than any real strength in the employment economy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.